But I'd love to do like a Pat McAfee kind of have my own network someday. It's because it's just so ever evolving how people are watching sports, and social media has changed that a ton. Like, people don't just watch games anymore. They get on TikTok and Twitter.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but here in the epicenter of sports fandom, well, just American fandom, Radio Row for the Army-Navy game, and so many great personalities, whether it's the military academies, whether it's insurance executives and empresarios, or whether it's the biggest TikTok stars in the world, social media superstar Annie Yeager. Annie, welcome to WGN. Welcome to Army-Navy. Just welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. This is so fun. You said it earlier. It's like America's fandom is here. Like, it just feels like a different rivalry than any other rivalry.
You do so much with the different teams, and you're able to become the physical embodiment of so many different rivals and explain their, I don't know, just idiosyncrasies, their, you know, challenges, their quirks or whatever. Have you got something in mind, you know, for this afterwards? You know, you're going to break it down?
Yeah, so I'm here with USAA, so I did like a little skit to preview the game. And the one thing they said is, you can roast them, but you have to also have a level of respect because it's Army-Navy. So it was weird. I had to, like, cut out a lot because my typical stereotype of the teams is very, you know, roast forward.
It's very real.
I get right next to that line. I try not to cross it, but I get right up there with the comedy. So I had to pull back a little bit. But it's fun. Like, I love how they go at each other because there's still a ton of animosity between the two teams. But there's this level of, hey, you're serving your country still.
I think that's one of the hashtags, the official ones, hashtag ton of animosity.
Right, absolutely. Sing second.
I mean, that's right.
If Sing second. Love that.
If you know, you know. Yeah. So think about this. And give, for the listeners that may not be familiar, I don't know who those people would be, but of course we have a big signal, WGN. And what you do is just so much fun, but it isn't easy, right? So talk a little bit about the origin story of the concept of what it is you do.
Yeah, people, you know, it's so interesting because social media is so big now, and people might think, oh, you're just putting a 2-minute video up there, you know, but it's a lot of work goes into it because I want the jokes to be like these inside jokes that reference a trade that happened 20 years ago that the fan base hasn't forgotten about, or, you know, these little like things I can reference that show that, hey, I'm listening to your fan base. I know what you're feeling during the game. So there's a ton of research that goes into this 2.5-minute video. I watch all the games on Sunday, research for about 7 or 8 hours on Monday. The video, shooting the video is like 3 or 4 hours. And then editing is like another 10. And I try to get it up at noon on Tuesday. So, yes, there are a ton of jobs in America that are way harder than mine, and I would never complain about it. I'm very grateful for it. But it's a ton of research and work goes into it behind the scenes, for sure.
Is there one team that you like doing more than others? Like, you like roasting them?
Got something out for them?
Great question. Dallas was always so fun to do that with, but now it's Chicago. Because Chicago fans, like, Dallas knows their place, right? Like, they're always going to be the super cocky, like, this is our year. This is an overused joke, right? But Chicago now believes that in Ben Johnson that they have a chance. And they look great. And
without
Caleb,
their shirt on.
Caleb is now, right, without their shirt on. And now Caleb is apparently clutch. And so to have hope and then to lose to I'm a Packers fan, so to lose to the Packers, and I live in Chicago, it's just so easy for me to roast the Bears. It's so fun.
It's been a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin. You know, we're Packer shareholders, but I work at a big station in Chicago, and Jim Bob and I, you know, this isn't Evan, but he works with him, knows him as well. We do the pregame show in Central Illinois in addition for the Bears.
Okay.
So we have to be, before we were able to be sort of sympathetic, you're like, oh, well, the Bears, you know, what are you going to do about it, right? So you always have that little thing. But the Bears, the confidence level, it was so high going into that last game. They really thought this was going to be an inevitable beatdown.
I know. And I think they played a great game, and people are going to, you know, judge Ben Johnson on that last play call. But it was a good play call. Caleb just held on to the ball a little too long, which is what we've seen all year from him. But I think if you're a Bears fan and you see that, and to go down to the wire with Green Bay, who I thought was going to – they looked like they were dominant. Like that – we got into the half, and I'm amazed that the Bears scored right before the half. I was thinking, like, how that game went, it seemed like we were up by, like, 20. So if I'm a Bears fan, I'm feeling very positive about it. I think that was a great game played by them, and Ben Johnson scares me. That division's tough, too.
Yeah, they can play with anybody.
To go toe-to-toe with the Green Bay Packers, who people are speculating might make it to a Super Bowl this year. Some are saying, not me, guys. I would never say that. I would never speculate that.
With your meteoric stardom, right, it gives you the latitude to be able to build in things, maybe dancers, smoke machine, laser light show, whatever it is. I think the simplicity of what you do is one of the, I think, secrets. But it isn't that easy, because knowing, as a guy has to edit a lot of stuff, right, you know that, wow, that takes a long time. And plus, I hope you have a, you know, some sort of employee discount for Fanatics for all the jerseys and things. Do you ever contemplate, you're like, here's my great idea. He's like, but how many jerseys will I have to buy?
Yeah, somebody asked me that. I have one for every team. But I also have some shirts and stuff because I play at like coaches and things like that. Right. So the fans got smart and started tagging their teams in the videos, saying like, because if I had a Jets logo like falling off my shirt, that just seemed to fit, right? I just for some reason that just looked right. So then the fans would say, "Hey, get her an actual jersey." So a lot of the teams sent me jerseys.
So you crowdfund like your outfits?
Yeah, right. I was so great, and I did a deal with NFL Shop. They sent me a bunch of stuff. So yeah, I think I have a jersey now for every NFL team.
So you're a big Buckeye fan, right?
Yes, I am.
So what do you think? What are your thoughts coming in? Been the betting favorite the whole season and still are.
You know what? I love this team. It's we were talking about it last year, like when they won the national championship, it seemed like they didn't have to be the best team in America to win. Like you lose to Michigan, that was pretty bad. Chip Kelly, it was a bad game. This year, they're definitely the best team in America, I think. That Indiana game was tough.
Yeah, what happened?
Kurt Cignetti is a great coach. I don't know if they underestimated that because Mendoza didn't have a great game.
Right,
I don't
he know came what, up clutch when
and
he
Ohio
had
Ohio State's defense is the best defense in the nation. Like, I don't know what collapse went down there, but
it's just some sort of home field, home cooking magic, you know, some sort of mystic time warp, Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, what? Right. And it always happens. I feel like Ohio State regresses in some game. Usually it's against Michigan. So
well, it's
as
good.
Long
you
as
lose
we beat
one game
U of M,
and then take over.
I was happy with that. I know everybody says it in the state of Michigan, like, if beat Ohio State and you're good. Your coaching career is good. We say it too at Ohio State. Like, you just got to be Michigan.
There's a little bit of that, like, for the Army-Navy situation. You look at last year where, you know, Army had a great season, came in, lost to Navy. It's like, you can lose all the games. If you win this game, it's a successful season.
Yeah, and people said that too. Like, they're obviously, Army's the underdog. I think the spread's like 6 right now. But there's so much emotion going into this game. Anything could happen. So never count out just because Navy's got, you know, great quarterback and the insane run game, whatever. It could, like, the storylines could all go out the window.
Right, and Army was 7.5-point favorites last year, and they beat them up. So
yeah, isn't that wild?
They always play each other tight.
I love you,
well, so Evan
Sing
here.
Second.
Evan is the gaming guru. So he's in tune to all of the different spreads and scores and probabilities and all that. That is his forte, as you come to it more with, you know, the comedy side of it, right? And that is the main thing. As you expand, you know, as we get into the Annie Agar action figures and, you know, the cartoon show and the, you know, all the things that are inevitable for the career, have you thought about where it could go, where maybe you should do, because you have to pay attention to all the games too. You obviously got thoughts who will win.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I want to do a little bit longer format because I want to give people more content. But it's really hard to do that with my meeting videos because I think the quickness is what makes it.
Because you're just one person.
Yeah, and I'm one person. But I'd love to do like a Pat McAfee kind of have my own network someday. Or it's because it's just so ever-evolving how people are watching sports, and social media has changed that a ton. Like, people don't just watch games anymore. They get on TikTok and Twitter, and some of my best videos come out when the games are going on because I know people are on their phones. You know, they perform the best when the games are happening. So I think I'm just going to try to follow what the trends is with how people are consuming sports media and try to get ahead of that and give people more content that they want. So kind of see where that goes.
This is a great opportunity to kind of bring you and what it is that you do to even more people. Like, what has happened? Have there been some offers that have come your way that you're like, yeah, not for me, you know, or just, I mean, anything that
happens.
That's
a great question. Yeah, not necessarily. I've done a couple things with ESPN, and The one thing I always tell my followers is whatever I do or whenever I align with a network or a brand, I'm going to make sure that they don't limit my jokes because that would make it not funny. Like, if you know, with ESPN, they're owned by Disney, so we had to cut out quite a few jokes when I did stuff with them.
I can imagine.
Because I toe the line there, guys. But I was able to use the ones that I wanted to use, and that's always something I look for. So no matter what network I work with, I want to make sure they're okay with the jokes that I make, because if they start taking that away, that's my voice, you know, so... Yeah,
I think that how intentional you are with what it is that you do and the comedic part of it, I'm sure it is, you know, there's like, oh, no, not this, maybe say that. But I do love the idea of sort of a Pat McAfee, kind of like a free form kind of thing. I think
Me
you'd
too.
Be. But what you'd have to do is you would have to incorporate, I'm guessing, you'd have to incorporate other people. Or would it just be go to a camera and then you're there commenting on the...
Yeah, it's hard to figure that out because Pat's worked so well because he has these guys that they're genuinely friends. So it plays when he's doing his show and on social media, you know that they're actually, like, just talking about the games as if they were in a room together, you know, not on live TV. So I don't know if you'd have to find the right people to do it with.
Right.
And obviously I've made this
and
all
you're,
myself.
You're the right people
Thank you. Yeah, so, I sit in a room and talk to myself for 3 hours in a video. So I could do it myself, but I don't know if people want that. We'll see.
So, Andy, for those people that may not be aware of what it is that you're doing, I don't know who those people could be, give, like, where people can see you. You know, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that stuff. But, yeah, just kind of share where people can see you next.
Everything is, my handles are Annie Agar and Annie Agar 5 on TikTok, I believe, is Annie Agar 5. And I post everything on all social channels, so Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, I'm sorry, X, and TikTok, whatever you follow me on, I'll post all my content there.
Do you have a prediction for the game? I mean, obviously it's fun. I think everybody, America wins, right? And usually low scoring, but any thoughts?
I do, and you're going to want to cover your ears for this one.
That means you're going to lose.
USAA gave me an Army jersey, guys. Oh, no. So I had to side with Army. I didn't get a choice on this one. So I was saying Army by 3. I didn't have a score prediction, but I said by 3.
It's probably
going to be tight.
I think it'll come down to like the last play of the game.
Annie, thank you so much for what it is that you do. Thank you for your service in the name of comedy and sports. And thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.